This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains what that means for the approximately 2,500 troops still there.
It's unclear right now whether some of those troops will leave, whether a lot of them will leave, whether none of them will leave. We don't know that right now. So this is not the U.S. pullout from Iraq. This is the official end of combat operations and strictly moving to helping the Iraqis, whom Iraq's own prime minister says are ready to defend their own country at long last.
That's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. The announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan, nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched that war in response to the September 11, 2001 attacks. South Korea says the leaders of North and South Korea have now agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. The presidential office in Seoul says that President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached such an agreement during several rounds of exchanges of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel on Tuesday morning. The development comes amid more than 2 years of a stalemate in the U.S.-led diplomacy that was aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons. Again, South Korea says that the leaders of North and South Korea have both agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve the ties between